Well, yeah, welcome on to the call, the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Cheeseman. Good morning, Russ.
Hi, Rob.
Quite a game for your team on Saturday against New Hampshire. You guys pull out a 40-34 victory, move into a tie for first place in the conference. What did you like about the way you guys played?
It was a tough one. Big win for us. New Hampshire's got an excellent football team. It was one of those. We got up 24-0. We scored on a two-minute drive with 24 seconds to go into half, and it's 24-0. Give New Hampshire a lot of credit. I mean, they got it down there, and they threw one in the end zone and scored right before the half. And I think that gave them, you know, some life that they needed right there going into the locker room. And then they come out. We turn the ball over, and they score right away. And now it's a 24-14 game. It was a heavyweight because we would go down and score, and they came back and scored. We go down and score. They come back and score. We kick a field goal at the end there to go up by six. And they take it down the field. And they get a shot in the end zone. And fortunately, we batted it down. They didn't catch it. And that's the game. And it was a heck of a football game. And I thought both teams fought. It was a hot day. And both teams left it all on the field. And proud of our guys. Big win for us against an excellent football team, and give those guys a lot of credit, man. They we'd get back up by 17, and there was no quitting them at all, and they found a way to chip it back and again throw one in the end zone to try to win a game.
Your first question this morning from Dan Steenkamer. Go ahead, Dan.
Thanks, Rob. Coach Huseman, do you know more about Reese's situation and just prognosis entering this coming Saturday?
Yeah, he's got a lower body injury. We'll see how much he can do this week. Go from there.
Next question from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, Rob. Coach Huseman, you've talked about Leroy Henley's perhaps improved aerobic ability or his physical ability coming into this year. And I wonder if you could revisit that and talk about his increased impact this year. Thank you.
Yeah, John, he's had a huge impact on our football team this year. He's made some tremendous catches, in big-time situations. Really proud of him and how he came into this season, making the commitment to want to be really good, and just proud of how he's playing. He's a quiet guy, but, he's always on the field for us and just making some plays for us that I don't think he made last year, and he's such a valuable player that, I'm not sure if we could do this without him.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next question from Andy Walter. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Coach. Delaware obviously did a lot of good things in their win on Saturday. You know, what are some of your biggest concerns going into this week's game?
Well, I think it all starts with their quarterback. He's one of the best in the country. Live arm. We haven't played against him yet. Obviously he was hurt last year, but just a really good football player. Can beat you in a lot of ways. They've got a lot of excellent skill kids from the running back to their wide outs that pose a lot of problems. They can get it to a lot of different people, kind of like us. You know, I like our quarterback and we got a lot of weapons out there that we can get it to. I think Delaware is very, very similar. A lot of weapons outside. The big thing is I think defensively, is where they really stand out. I think they're leading the league in just about every category defensively. They've got some tremendous, tremendous players on that side of the ball. probably a couple future NFL guys. I know they kind of had a little hiccup against Elon, but other than that, I think they've been really good all year.
Russell's going back to Saturday. One of the things that stood out, you guys control that ball for 36 minutes in the game. I think you're 8-17 on third down. How pleasing was that number to you?
Well, that was kind of huge, and that probably, may have made the difference in the game. Our third down efficiency was really good. I think New Hampshire was only 2-12 on third downs. So we were getting off the field. We had the one turnover. They had the one turnover. And obviously our turnover, I think, led to 7 points for them. They scored on the next play. And then I think we kicked the field goal on their turnover. So, again, we had a couple fourth down stops that were big. I mean, obviously they went for it on their own 19, fourth and two. And, you know, that was a gutsy call. I know they got a lot of faith in number 20 for him. I think he's a great player, probably the best player in the league. Fortunately, you know, Bryce Parker made a big time play, and we got a field goal out of that one too. So, you know, the turnovers were a wash, but I think getting off the field on third down was huge, and controlling the ball a lot, you know, may have wore them down a little bit defensively.
Had a lot of standout performances from your team defensively, but Aaron Banks was a guy that stood out, six tackles and a couple of huge pass breakups. Talk about the day he had.
Excellent day. He's been really good all year. He is solid. He knows what he's doing back there. You know, he's got a knack to be around the ball. He's broken up, you know, quite a few passes this year. He's got three interceptions, two fumble recoveries. He's around the ball a lot. Again, I think we're playing good defense because of guys like him.
Well, love from John. Go ahead, John.
Thank you, Rob. Coach Huseman, you've been to Delaware Stadium on many occasions in several different capacities. I wonder your sort of recollections of the place and why it's difficult to win there if you're not a Blue Hen.
It's a great place to play. You know, it's just their fans are excellent. They show up. I remember we played them our first year there, and it was loud. I mean, there was a lot of folks here. It was loud. And, you know, it's actually we had a bad snap on a punt. It was so loud that, you know, our guy couldn't hear, and kind of hitched it and sent it back there and rolled it back. And fortunately, we held him on that one. But it's a great atmosphere, tremendous facility there. And I know they played really well at home.
Thank you.
Russ, you touched on that Delaware defense, which, as you said, is among the best in FCS. What impresses you? I mean, what makes that group so good?
I think they got really, really good players that, you know, that they know the scheme. They've been in the scheme for a while now, and they're just physical, excellent, excellent football team.
C.A. Race, as usual, extremely tight. Your team tied for first place. Delaware, you know, six teams within a game of the league lead. What's been the message to your team in this game?
Well, my message is the same each and every week. You just got to focus on who you're playing that week. You got to have a tremendous week of preparation during the week. You got to play well on game day or you're not going to win, no matter who you're playing. And I said it many, many times. And until the last game is played, the 11th game is played, you know, there's no need to add any games up. It's just take them one at a time. And I know all the coaches in this league do that. But we're trying to make a big emphasis that we cannot look down the road. We can't talk about anything other than the University of Delaware and the challenge that we got this week.
You touched in your comments earlier about how similar these two teams are, both with the way you run offense and two quality defenses. Is there anything that you see as a key to Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, we are pretty similar. I mean, I think both defenses are one or two in the league in a lot of categories. They're very similar to us. They got a dynamic quarterback and weapons. Ultimately, it's the same, you know, it's the same thing every week. It's turning, you know, hanging on to the football, creating turnovers. You know, third down efficiencies is always huge. And, you know, we got to get off the field on third down. And we can't turn the ball over. I think, you know, anytime you turn the ball over in this league, you're going to have a lot of issues in trying to win a football game. So, you know, the keys never change. And then it turns into matchups. You know, how do we match up against our wide receivers in our secondary? You know, how do they match up with our wideouts and their secondary up front? You know, how, what happens up front? You know, can we put pressure on Nolan? Can we protect Reese? So they're two pretty similar football teams. I don't think there's a question about that. So should be an excellent game.
All right, Russ, thanks so much for the time today. Safe travels to Newark, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.